A caller on last week's Vox Pop show worried about Nibiru. That's the supposed planet on a collision course with Earth. Like other wacky conspiracies found on the web, this one insists that scientists and our government are keeping this coming Armageddon a secret. Aside from the fact that astronomers are blabbermouths who wouldn't know how to keep a juicy secret, and that any new planet out there would change the orbits of comets and asteroids, which isn't happening, what are the chances of an unknown planet crashing into us during our lifetime? Because most folks have only a low understanding of statistics and danger, many worry that their cruise ship might sink, or that they'll get harmed by a nuclear power plant, or that we'll collide with an asteroid, although none of these carry any serious risk. Paradoxically, many of these same mathophobic worriers drive too fast, or let themselves get 20% overweight, or buy lottery tickets. The New York Lotto, a typical pick six game, has winning odds of 1 in 45 million. Remember that number. Now recall that Earth suffered widespread destruction 65 million years ago, and also 200 million, 251, 364, and 439 million years ago. That's roughly 90 million years between our planet's sudden major extinctions. So, this year, it's twice as likely that you'll win the lottery than that Earth will suffer a major destruction event. Want more reassurance? Okay, there are 31 million seconds in a year. Now, say I honk my car's horn once next year, and you'll win a big prize if you guess the exact second that I will do it. Wherever you are, you must snap your finger exactly during my short honk, day or night. Do it a second early, and you lose. You wouldn't even try it, would you? Yet you'd have 50% better odds of picking one correct second out of an entire year than of winning the lotto, and more chance of winning the lotto than anything big colliding with Earth. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.